Godfrey Victor Bula, a lawyer who represented the victim's family, confirmed the death by hanging verdict.
So yesterday what happened was that the court convicted the accused number one to death by hanging, by the neck until he dies under section 206 of the Penal Code of the Republic of South Sudan, that is murder. And then accused number two was convicted and sentenced to 3 years imprisonment.
The accused were represented by two lawyers in court. The verdict's defense attorney has 15 days to file an appeal against the ruling. The South Sudan Penal Code Act provides for the death penalty and allows for the execution of individuals convicted of a variety of crimes, including murder. The sentence can be imposed by either civilian or military courts. South Sudan in Focus reported that the Madi community was meeting in the morning of July 11th to discuss bilateral arrangements for two deceased community members in the office of Nimule traditional chief John Ebele. A young man suspected of being from Urol stormed into the meeting and tried to snap photos of the chief. But young people from Madi community attending the meeting told him to stop taking pictures. The man reverted his gun from outside, then began firing at random and killed the chief. The Madi community, outraged over the killing of their relatives, protested, at the time disrupting traffic on the Juba-Nimule highway. The case has attracted a lot of attention from the community, and there are fears the decision by the mobile court could trigger violence in the community. Some people have already fled their homes for fear of literal attacks from parties that are not satisfied with the verdict. But Advocate Bula says the community has been told that the decision is part of process of justice.
Nimule was a little bit very tense area where people of this case has taken a different dimension. But we clearly told the communities in Nimule that criminal responsibility is an individual responsibility. It has nothing to do with a tribe of accused or complainer, or it has nothing to do with the religion of the accused or complainer.
Ramadan Igal Muhammad, a paternal uncle of the deceased, welcomed the court's verdict and sentence.
The decision the court took yesterday to sentence him by hanging is the best to get justice, because I had also wanted him to be hung. I do not want my son to be confiscated. If he is hung, we shall be happy. But if he is not hung, we shall not be happy, because the conflict between us and his family will continue. But if he is hung, there will be no conflict between us.
Muhammad says he would like to witness the execution of the convict.
I have a concern whether I will be informed about the time he will be taken for hanging, because last time I was told to wait. I will confirm if he is hung only if I and the maternal uncle of my son see with our own eyes that yes, he has been hung.
Muhammad says the late Chief Ebele left 15 children from his three wives. He says the third wife, who was living with the late chief at the time he was killed, was pregnant and gave birth 2 weeks ago. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.